Chapter 16. Raish, Manella and little Belus were waiting at the spaceport. The hypership was preparing for liftoff, and the three had already checked their baggage. Raish said, "Dad, come along with us." Selden shook his head. "I cannot." "If you change your mind, we will always have a place for you." "I know it, Raish. We've been together for almost 40 years, and they've been good years. Dawes and I were lucky to find you." "I'm the lucky one." His eyes filled with tears. "Don't think I don't think of Mother every day." "Yes." Selden looked away miserably. Wanda was playing with Belus when the call rang out for everyone to board the hypership. They did. After a tearful last embrace of Wanda by her parents, Raish looked back to wave at Selden and to try to plant a crooked smile on his face. Selden waved, and one hand moved out blindly to embrace Wanda's shoulders. She was the only one left. One by one through his long life he had lost his friends and those he had loved. Demoiselle had left, never to return. Emperor Cleon was gone. His beloved Dawes was gone. His faithful friend Hugo Amaral was gone. And now Raish, his only son, was gone as well. He was left only with Wanda.